Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For our short devotional today, we're in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Look at this verse. It says, "Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." For the first 40 years of his life, Moses was raised in a royal family and groomed for national leadership. The second 40 years of his life, he tended someone else's sheep out in a dry wilderness. In between was a futile attempt to fulfill God's destiny for his life his way, instead of letting God do it his own way. Now, God captured the attention of this 80-year-old man standing in front of a bush that was on fire, yet not burning up. God spoke to Moses out of this burning bush, and after calling his name and telling him to take off his sandals, the Lord told Moses exactly who he was. Who was this God who spoke to Moses out of the burning bush? This is what God said. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were the ancestors of the Jewish people known as the patriarchs. They lived some 400 years before Moses, and their stories are told in the book of Genesis. In Genesis, we read that God made many promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants. God promised them a land, the promised land of Israel. He promised them a nation, the nation of Israel. And he promised them a blessing that would come through them to the whole world. And that's the blessing of the Messiah fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now, God could have identified himself to Moses almost anyway, but he chose to say, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Because God wanted Moses to know that he remembered the 400-year-old promises. Moses, like all the Jewish people at that time, probably felt that God had neglected his covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for those 400 years. But even in that time, God had been at work preserving and multiplying the nation. Now look at Moses' response. It says there, and Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Moses responded by hiding his face in fear, as a man who knew he was not only a creature, but a sinful creature. In his 40 years of tending sheep, Moses must have spent many lonely days and nights troubled in his conscience about murdering an Egyptian. He must have been in his thinking, in his pride, that he could have delivered Israel himself. He probably thought of a million sins, both real and imagined. Yet God was ready to forgive, and he wanted Moses to put away all of that and to get on with knowing him and serving him. Now, Moses' humility before God was a good thing, but a crippled, guilty conscience is a bad thing. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 makes this challenge. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? We, like Moses, need to be reminded that God is the God of the covenant and that he has a promise to forgive and restore. Afraid as Moses was, God was not done with him yet. And God isn't done with you either. Remember that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.